It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, welcome to the After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
We got our intern, Falcon.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm really excited. We got some great interns. We had Bryce in here the other day.
Yep, cool,
now we got Falcon in here. We got a good group of interns this year.
Setting the bar high for the interns. You guys are pretty kick ass.
And now all the following years after they're done and moved on, we'll just compare. We'll tell all the interns the tales of these interns.
Before we get into this podcast topic, I got to ask Falcon a question.
Yeah.
Did you ever consider being a fighter pilot?
Well, you know, I thought about it once or twice, but, you know, a fear of flying and heights, you know. Kinda,
right, don't go hand in hand with that.
Kind of keeps the Falcon grounded. Right. My wings have been clipped.
He's strictly a ground Falcon. Nice. I love it, man. All right, so the podcast today, I thought this would be kind of fun to talk about petty things we've done. So this guy named Frederico Hill is from Indonesia. He posted a story on Facebook about sweet revenge he got on someone who insulted him. He was in line at a fried chicken restaurant last week when he overheard the woman behind him talking to her kids. And she said they should only eat one piece or they would wind up, quote, fat like the guy in front of them. So she's telling her kids, which, by the way, this means this lady is growing, is raising these kids to be pieces of shit like her.
Yeah, dumb bitch.
Yeah, you dumb bitch.
That's that millennial mindset.
Isn't that terrible? Like, I've come to grips with being a millennial, because millennials are born from 1980 to 1995. And Hunter and I came to that realization one day because we always joked about a friend of ours that was a millennial, but really it's Generation Z. But unfortunately, there are a lot of millennials that are raising their kids horribly, horribly wrong.
Morals. Like, it's easy.
Could you imagine imagine telling a kid or in a public place, like, oh, don't end up fat like that guy in hearing distance? Like, that's just awful. That's just terrible.
Setting your kids up for failure, man. You know what the kids do? Monkey see, monkey do. They look at you and they mimic you and they do what you do. And if you're teaching them that kind of things, bad start.
This guy at least got some sweet revenge. Frederico decided to stick it to her by using or buying all of the fried chicken the store had ready. Only cost him about $17. So he walked out with 15 pieces of chicken.
Good for him.
And he heard the clerk telling the woman she'd have to wait about 30 minutes for them to cook up more.
Yes. Yeah, you do. You just, you know what I do if I'm that guy?
Yeah.
I get my to-go order, right? And I open up one of the packages right there. And I turn around and just stare at that lady and eat that chicken. Just one leg, one wing or something, and just stare at her and then walk, cold shoulder, walk right by her.
You know, and I maybe she didn't know he doesn't say if he said anything. It doesn't say if he like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm taking all this chicken because I'm fat. Mm-hmm. You know, and kind of point out like I heard what you said.
Right.
But either way, he got a little bit of revenge. Mm-hmm. Would you consider this petty?
No.
No? What about you, Falcon?
Well, I wouldn't consider it petty.
No?
I'd consider that lady petty. She's probably one of those people at home portioning out stuff for the kids. Like, you only get two Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
She sounds like a piece of work.
I bet you she has one of those haircuts, too, that's short in the back and long in the front. She loves speaking to the manager all the time.
His name's Karen.
Her name's Karen. Damn it, Karen.
So what's the worst, being overweight or malnourished?
The kids are just sitting there like, I'm so hungry.
I want to be fat like that guy.
That guy looks like he's living.
I just want to get full. Yeah,
you know?
I do love this, and I try not to be petty or do, because it's always like, all
tell
right.
Tell him about your trick. I was going to bring it up. I'm bringing it up right now. Tell him about your trick that you told me yesterday. I'll give you a hint because I want you to tell the story. When somebody's driving slow in front of you.
Oh, yeah. This kind of brings up like maybe petty little things that I do or little bits of revenge. So if I'm ever stuck behind someone going slow in a two-lane highway, right? And they just won't speed up. They won't move over. If I flash them and they don't move or give them a couple honks, as soon as I can, I will get around them, I will get in front of them, and I'll slow way down. So then they move over, and then I goose it, and I go back to the speed I was going.
Yes.
But at least that gets them over.
Well, and you know that they know now.
And hopefully they're like, well, then they realize,
you suck.
You suck.
Yeah.
I've honestly thought about getting like an LED like billboard that I can type like messages in so that I can put in my rear view. Do they have them?
They have them.
that might calm me down a little bit.
Yeah.
I have preset things like move the fuck over or
please God.
Try using a turn signal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think in life, I think we all need little moments like this, like Frederico had. We need these moments where we can kind of just get them a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything?
I'm trying to think of something petty.
Don't seem like a revenge type of guy.
You really got to piss me off, man. Yeah. You really got to go the extra mile to really, you know, a petty thing I did one time. I really, really, really bothers me when people can't park. For some reason, I don't know where it came from, or maybe it's in the family, maybe it's in my genetics. But if you park over the line, especially if you split two spots.
There's a special place in hell for people that do that.
You're lucky I don't have a hammer on me because I will bash your car. I don't care.
The guy with the new car.
Oh, the park sideways.
In the back of the parking lot in like seven spots.
Here's what.
No one's going to scratch this today.
Nobody. Here's what blows my mind with that. All right, you got a new car. I understand. I get it. But park out far away and park normal.
Yeah.
The guys that park sideways in two spots.
Yep.
Dude, do you not expect your car to get fucked up after that?
Yeah.
Like if I did that and I walked away, I would look back at like my car and be like, dude, somebody's going to. Well, bust that thing up.
They have every right to. You're a dick.
You're a dick.
Like you're almost, you'd be better off parking normally because you know what I'll do is I'll appreciate that car. Like, damn, look at that cool car over there.
Absolutely.
And he knows how to park.
Yeah.
Same thing with people with like big trucks. I'm sorry. If you don't know how to park a big truck, you shouldn't have that big truck. You got that Ford F-350, but you don't know how to park it. You suck.
Real quick, they had the new Ford F-150 out.
Yeah.
They have the part of the commercial is the truck backing it up by itself.
Oh, God.
And the whole time I'm thinking, like, dude, you're a pussy. If you can't back up a truck by yourself, do you have to have the truck do it for you?
Yeah, if you have a
should
truck.
Should not be driving a truck.
No, I could see that in, like, a Prius or, like, some kind of mom car. But, yeah, if you're driving a truck, you need to be able to back that, parallel park that into a tight spot.
I'm throwing the trailer in, too. I get it. It's a little difficult at first, but learn. I could do it when I was, like, five, guys. You're fine. You can do it.
They're going to probably get the new trailers that hitch themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Take it all out there.
Just drive it for me. I'm not even going to go.
Up, right.
I'm done with you. I think there's nothing wrong with getting a little bit of petty revenge. And I told you, we were having this conversation the other day. What angers me is that these stupid people, the people like this lady, is they never get called out. Mm-hmm. They never, because they'll just go through life, keep doing what they're doing. They're going to go through life being just these pieces of garbage because most people still have enough moral fiber to not, you know, go off on them. Mm-hmm. But all it takes is that one time. So I hope maybe this guy said something to her like, oh, yeah, this fat ass is taking all the chicken, you know, at least kind of get a little,
little jab in there. Because you know what? She took a free jab.
Yeah, she did.
You know?
She did.
And you know what? Those people are just, first off, they're terrible people. And they're never like... I mean, I guess sometimes they're good looking, but it's usually the squatty, short haired, you know, bitch that's just having a bad day. I saw one at TJ Maxx the other day.
She's having a bad life.
Bad life. It's just a terrible. No, but she can't get married anymore because no guy wants any part of that.
That's why her husband left in the first
place.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah. Karen, you
like
bitch.
Lady. I like as much as I won't.
That's right.
You know, like I said, there was one at TJ Maxx the other day. I literally just wanted to hop on her back and choke her out, dude. You know, I'm sorry.
Well, didn't we?
You're a terrible person. And
that's one of the rules we made up is that you're allowed to choke out one person a day.
Yeah.
You're allowed to. There's no ramifications.
Yeah.
If you need to go put a sleeper hold on.
Or is it chloroform? So, yeah. What do you think, Falcon? So you get one a day. If somebody's just being a real bitch, it can be a guy or a girl, whatever. You get one a day where you just knock them out.
I'm going to get me a chloroform super soaker.
Yes. Taking out towns.
He's got the backpack. He's got the backpack chloroform super soaker.
Drive-by, though,
people. Oh, God.
Damn, everybody here's sleeping.
What the hell's going on?
Oh, Falcon's here.
Falcon's there just enjoying his ice cream cone. I love it.
Yeah, and he doesn't.
Petty again.
And he doesn't have the 150. He's got the super soaker 3000.
It's got the hand pump. Right. The full.
Right. Even firefighters are like, damn.
Uh-oh. Watch out. I like this. You know, I think it's a little bit of justice in life that we all want
to
do.
Here's my rule, and I think a rule that's good to abide by. Mm-hmm. If it's being petty is okay if it's really, really worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they go the extra length to really piss you off and it's going to piss the person next to you off,
yeah,
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I think being petty is therapeutic.
That's exactly.
It is.
You might be having a rough day, and by you being a jerk to some jerk might make you feel better.
It's just a little bit. That guy's being a jerk, you know. We're all so hung up, and I'm not saying we need to go in pure anarchy and everyone treats him. But I think there's times in life, it's therapeutic. It's very cathartic. It's it's that sweet. You worked a long day, and all of a sudden, there's just some jackass like this lady. You're just trying to get some fried chicken, trying to have a nice meal.
You know, maybe you taught him a lesson.
Maybe, and maybe you're making them better for it.
Maybe making them
better.
Who knows?
Maybe they'll sit there. One day they'll be old and in the rocking chair. I remember when I called a guy fat at a Kentucky Fried Chicken. He took all the chicken from me, and now I will never call anyone fat ever again. Yeah. I don't know. Why did I turn into a British old person?
I don't know.
Weird. So I think we're all on the same page. Some days it's okay.
It's okay to be petty.
Be a little petty. Maybe get a little bit of petty revenge. Mm-hmm. And also, if you see Falcon walking around with a super soaker, you're going to sleep. That's good enough. Good night. That's a weird superpower right there. All right. Well, that's...
Yes.
Yeah, he wins every single water fight. All right, that's going to do it for this podcast. Don't forget to check out more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. You can explore more and see what we got going on. Plus, as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. at 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you guys later. Let's go get some chicken.
Some chicken.
You fatties.